With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we head over to Chattanooga, Tennessee, to talk to my friend, Tom Benson. Tom Benson, he is the Chief Communications and Marketing Officer. Welcome back to The Mark Wyatt Show, Tom Benson.
Hey, Mark, it's great to be here.
Always glad to have you, Tom. It's interesting because yesterday at the table, my 8-year-old daughter brought up the subject of reptiles, and that conversation led to the differences between crocodiles and alligators. It really was an interesting conversation, and she did not know that I was going to be talking to you today as we actually talk about some crocodiles that are going to be featured at the 3D IMAX.
Yeah, I hope you get a chance to come up here with your daughter and see this film and then go to the aquarium and see some of our reptilian friends. And the classic dad joke is the difference between the crocodile and the alligator is the alligator sees you later and the crocodile sees you after a while.
We were actually talking about the snouts, and we were looking at other things about the crocodile and alligator too.
Yeah, no, and she's probably very, very knowledgeable, and it's very fun for us to have young visitors, and when they're talking to some of our employees, it's surprising the facts that they come armed with already, because, you know, the internet has opened doors for, you know, youngsters like my granddaughters. They are really hungry for that kind of information, and we're happy to have these opportunities at IMAX and at the aquarium to provide even more information and certainly the opportunities to come face to face with some of these wonderful creatures from around the world that you would have to travel long, long distances to see, and then to have the opportunity to give people a virtual experience to travel to Australia. Because I don't know if you're like me, Mark, but Australia's been one of those places that's kind of on my bucket list and has been for a long time.
Same here. It's kind of elusive for a lot of people. They see the beauty of Australia when they go to IMAX Theater or they go to other places and have an opportunity to see some things from Australia. And of course, we all remember The Crocodile Hunter, and that built a love for a lot of people in Australia because of the work of Mr. Irwin.
That, and I think even before that, you know, Crocodile Dundee was a very popular movie.
Yes.
And so, you know, Paul Hogan's adventures really kind of sparked people's curiosity. And, you know, the filmmakers for Australia's Great Wild North 3D spent a year in the Northern Territory. And if you can visualize in your mind kind of that bean-shaped continent, this is right in the middle of the part that bends northward towards the equator. And it's an area that's roughly twice the size of Texas, yet only has about 15,000 residents within that huge space. And Mark, there is a dramatic difference between the rainy season and the dry season in the Northern Territory of Australia. And what that does is creates this wonderful landscape that has huge waterfalls. It's a very rugged country. Again, sometimes it's almost desert-like, and other times it's vast, vast wetlands. And those wetlands are home to some amazing creatures. And even if you were to travel to Australia, you wouldn't likely get back in to see some of these locations that are featured in Australia's Great Wild North 3D.
Now, when we think about Australia, and a lot of people may not think about it on a daily basis, but here we are in the south. It's currently wintertime, and it would be summertime in Australia right now.
Absolutely, yeah. They're in the southern hemisphere, so their seasons are reversed. And, you know, it's just a really magical land that has these wide variations throughout the year as far as the weather and climate. So you're going to see a little bit of that in the film. You'll see how wildfires sometimes, you know, shape the landscape. You'll get to know some of the Aboriginal people and travel into some of these living caves that have ancient cave paintings on the walls inside there. Again, the magic of IMAX is being able to be transported virtually to see some of these places that even if you got to the continent of Australia, you probably wouldn't have an opportunity to go where these cameras went. And then the technology is able to take you under the water to see sharks offshore the Northern Territory, but mainly those big salties or the saltwater crocodiles.
So if people can get to Chattanooga, Tennessee, they can at least get an experience of this beautiful Australian continent.
Yeah, and I think that it's a perfect marriage with the Tennessee Aquarium because we have a number of Australian species within the two aquarium buildings. For example, you're going to see a scene in Australia's Great Wild North 3D where a barramundi, which is sort of like a giant bass, a largemouth bass that is an Australian species, gets chomped on by one of these crocodiles. And you can see barramundi in our River Giants exhibit along with Australian freshwater whip rays that are huge stingrays that almost get to the size of the giant Mekong stingrays that are found in Southeast Asia. And over in the Ocean Journey building, you have the opportunity to see green sea turtles. You get a chance to perhaps touch an epaulette shark in our touch tank. And also, you know, the sharks, the sand tiger sharks that we have on display in the Ocean Journey building, they're known as gray nurse sharks in Australia, but it's the same species with a different common name. So it's kind of neat to be able to see crocodiles in Australia's Great Wild North 3D, think about the wetlands in Australia, and then come across the street to the aquarium's River Journey building and come face-to-face with the American alligators and think about the Everglades and that wetland habitat and kind of compare and contrast, just like you've done with your daughter at the dinner table, but be able to see these animals up close and then think about, okay, what's their snout look like? What are the size looks like? Do they have any behavioral differences? And as it turns out, the film's director said, you know, while North American alligators are a little more skittish, in other words, they're going to try to avoid humans, the Australian saltwater crocodile is a different beast, and they're going to be a little bit more aggressive. So he said one of the challenges of making this film was just simply making sure you didn't get eaten.
That would be quite a bit of difference between those animals, because I have seen the alligators in the swamps. They tend to stay away from people.
Yeah, I did a nighttime tour of a swamp near New Orleans, and it was wonderful to see some of the alligators in that swamp. But again, they were quite a ways away, and you only saw their eyes really during the searchlight. And I'm hoping that I can get back down that direction and do a daytime swamp tour sometime, or down into the Everglades to see them in the daylight, because they are kind of interesting animals. And again, the best viewing is really when you have an opportunity to come to a place like the Tennessee Aquarium and see them up close, see them swimming through the water, see them basking on the logs. And from time to time, we have feedings of those alligators, and those are pretty spectacular for our guests as well.
Right now, we're talking to Tom Benson at the Tennessee Aquarium in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We're talking about Beauty and the Beasts. Australia's Great Wild North 3D brings stunning Aussie vistas, fearsome crocs to IMAX. And if you'll stick with me, Tom, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about how people can come and visit the aquarium, how things are going there right now, okay?
That'd be great.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like. Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we head over to Chattanooga, Tennessee, to the Tennessee Aquarium, and we're talking about Beauty and the Beasts. Australia's Great Wild North 3D brings stunning Aussie vistas, fearsome crocs to IMAX. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Tom Benson.
Thanks, Mark.
Always glad to have you, Tom, and I'm always excited about these new presentations that I get the emails about, and I reach out to you from time to time and say, let's talk about the Tennessee Aquarium, because I want to try to help. I've grown to love the Tennessee Aquarium over the years. I remember as a child myself, my grandparents taking me to the Tennessee Aquarium, so it means a lot to me to see the success of what you're doing there in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Well, thanks. We're going to be celebrating our 30th anniversary this year, believe it or not. And we're very excited about that. We've got a number of events and special activities that will be taking place throughout 2022. And Australia's Great Wild North 3D is the first new film of the new season for us. And we've got some more films that will be coming up. But we've actually had the opportunity to bring in some feature-length films, too. So sometimes during the evenings, we've had some great films, like we're currently showing Spider-Man, No Way Home, which has been very popular with our guests. And seeing those superheroes on the giant six-story screen at our IMAX theater with the IMAX with laser projection system really makes those adventures come to life, and it really makes the realism of a film like Australia's Great Wild North just pop on that giant screen and sometimes gets you to jump as the kids reach out to try to touch those crocodiles in the film. And that's one thing that the filmmakers really enjoyed. We had a nice conversation with Nick Robinson, who's the director and producer of the film, by Zoom from Australia. That will be featured on our social channel, so we encourage you to check out our Facebook page to find content like that. But we had about a 15-minute conversation with him, and we put some pictures and videos from behind the scenes with his conversation. And one of the things that he really loves about this film is the fact that, you know, globally there are millions of school kids that will have the opportunity to see this film and to be transported virtually to Australia to, you know, come face to face, so to speak, with these crocodiles and better understand them. Because it's easy to love kangaroos and koala bears, you know, some of the other iconic species from Australia. But for some people, it's a little hard to love a crocodile, but they are fascinating creatures for people of all ages. And to better understand their role in the environment and, you know, just their fascinating life cycle is a real special thrill to see during this film.
For some people, a reptile doesn't get the same love and respect as fluffy, furry animals.
Unless you're the Geico Gecko.
That's true.
and he kind of has an Australian accent, right?
And he's also animated.
Yeah. So, you know, we have a number of really cool lizards in our area and turtles. And so native species are certainly some of the top priorities at the Tennessee Aquarium. And in the new Turtles of the World Gallery, if you haven't been up here in the last couple of years, we've got a new turtle nursery up there. And we also have some interesting turtles that are Australian species as well. The pig-nosed turtle is a very cool species that's in our Rivers of the World Gallery. This is a species that is native to New Guinea and Australia. Sort of looks like a sea turtle, but it's a freshwater critter. And then the snake-necked turtles, people love them because, you know, people tend to think of turtles that can kind of, like the eastern box turtle that's so popular in this area, that can kind of retreat within its shell. The snake-necked turtle has this enormous snake neck that can kind of be pulled alongside its shell but can't retract all the way inside. So we have all these really interesting animals from around the world in our two buildings, and it's such a great opportunity for folks in the region to be able to come to Chattanooga and see them face to face.
And Tom, I think it's so great to gain that knowledge about turtles, because there's some things that I did not realize in my childhood taking away from its habitat.
And chances are you, like myself, you know, had that animal in your care for a couple of days, and then you took it back and let it go. And, you know, I'm a believer that those kind of interactions, while we ideally would just, you know, enjoy the animal where it is and observe it and take pictures without actually picking it up, unless you're helping it across the roadway, you know, I think that those help develop powerful bonds in kids and really connect them to nature. And over time, you know, you and I grew up in a time when you spent more time outdoors, and kids, for a lot of different reasons, either don't have as much access to wilderness as we did, or they just don't have the opportunities to get out there. So zoos and aquariums play an increasingly important role in connecting kids to nature in a meaningful way, to inspire curiosity and to get people excited about going back out and exploring nature on their own, whether that's in their own backyard or, you know, a state park or a local wilderness area or a national park.
That's great to hear, Tom, because that's exactly what we're here for, is to try to have young people be able to have an opportunity to see things that they otherwise don't see. And I realize Chattanooga, of course, is a city, and so there's a lot of concrete in the middle of Chattanooga. But in the heart of Chattanooga, there's also the Tennessee Aquarium, and what a great opportunity for these young people to be able to visit and to see these amazing creatures in nature. How has it gone lately for young people being able to come and visit?
Well, it was really exciting towards the end of last year in November and December, because school groups have started to come back. And, you know, we really enjoy hearing the excitement and laughter of kids that have just come out of the IMAX theater, or, you know, who see a penguin for the first time. Those learning opportunities are rich, they're meaningful, and they're lasting. And I can certainly remember some of the first trips that I made to zoos and aquariums as a 6 or 7 year old. And they're some of my most vivid memories. And so, you know, it's really an opportunity for families to come to the Tennessee Aquarium and have a shared experience together and to make some lasting memories. And we're so grateful that we've been around long enough now that we have folks who brought their kids to the aquarium, and now they're coming back with their grandchildren. And so, you know, it's sort of that circle starting all over again. And so, you know, we've had 30 years of memories. I would love to know how many pictures were taken over those 30 years, but we know we've had more than 26 million guests, so you can just about do the math on that one. You know, millions and millions of pictures and memories have been made, and we're looking forward to celebrating our 30th anniversary and having a lot of folks coming in 2022 to make some new memories with their family.
For those who are too young, they won't understand this, but that's a lot of rolls of film, Tom.
It is. It really is. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, we've gone back through our archives, you know, here recently. And, yeah, some of those, you know, you took the picture, you had to wait for the film to be developed to see whether you actually got the shot that you wanted or not. And in today's digital world, right on your phone, you take the picture, and if you don't like it, you take it again. So, and having the burst pictures, it's really fun to be in the Cove Forest and use that burst function on your phone when the river otters are swimming by, because you oftentimes capture that one magic moment where you see that paw extended and you can see the webbing between its paws and you can see its eye looking back at you, or you can see the bubble trail behind the penguins as they leap off the rock and dive into the water. So there's a lot of fun for really all ages, because even my granddaughters are now, you know, technologically capable of taking some really interesting videos and pictures with their devices when they go to a zoo or an aquarium.
I love it. Tell people how they can connect with the Tennessee Aquarium, please, Tom.
Yeah, you can check out our website. That's TNAQUA, TNAQUA.org. Or, you know, please follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, both for the aquarium and our Conservation Institute, because our scientists out at the Conservation Institute are doing some really interesting work saving lake sturgeon, repopulating the Tennessee River with those creatures. And we're working with, you know, Alabama Department of Natural Resources, Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, and the Department of Natural Resources in Georgia on a number of species, very colorful fish across Alabama. And we're so lucky to live in an area that has more than half of the fish species in the continental United States, but within about, a fraction of the land area between the Tennessee, Cumberland, and one other river system that's in Alabama. All of these animals are living in the waters around us, but the best way to see them is by coming to the Tennessee Aquarium and being able to see that crystal clear water in our exhibits and appreciate these beautiful fish for what they are and what they do for us.
And I will quickly mention, since you did talk about being able to see in the water, you took your scuba diving lessons, qualified as a scuba diver at the Tennessee Aquarium, right?
Yeah, actually, I was certified just before I became an employee, and I served as a volunteer scuba diver for a number of years before I was actually employed at the aquarium. And we have a tremendous core of volunteers that do everything from care for the plants in our exhibits and buildings to, you know, working with our guests and sharing information about the animals and exhibits to even, you know, getting inside and caring for the penguins or the lemurs. So a lot of different volunteer opportunities. And one of those that's very specialized is the volunteer scuba dive program that we have here at the aquarium.
As the chief marketing and communications officer there at the Tennessee Aquarium, we talked about the fact that that might not be interesting to my listeners. It's very interesting to me, and I really appreciate the job you do at the Tennessee Aquarium, and it's right up my alley, buddy.
Well, Mark, thank you. You know, we have so many folks who enjoy the outdoors, whether you're an angler or a sportsman, and, you know, all of these things, you know, healthy river systems contribute to a healthy outdoor lifestyle. And, you know, I think whether you're somebody, again, who enjoys hunting or fishing or, you know, kayaking or water skiing, canoeing, it's all part of, you know, kind of learning how we're connected to water and how, if we're doing a good job taking care of that water, it's good for us, but it's good for every aquatic living thing that is in those waters, from the mountains to the sea.
Tom Benson, Tennessee Aquarium, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about Beauty and the Beast, Australia's Great Wild North. 3D brings stunning Aussie vistas, fearsome crocs to IMAX, and also the Tennessee Aquarium And again, thank you for your good work.
Well, I'll leave you by saying good day, mate.
Good day, mate. I like it. Thank you, Tom. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like the folks there at the Tennessee Aquarium and the IMAX Theater, and we appreciate Tom Benson joining us here on the Mark White Show today. When we come back, we'll have a brand new edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. We'll be talking to Cliff Mayfield, who is battling pancreatic cancer and needs our help. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can sing
a rainbow, sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
Welcome to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And as I think back to 2016, my father went in for gallbladder surgery. It was August of 2016. And within a few days after his surgery, the doctor came in the room and told my father that he had aggressive and terminal cancer. Now, at the time, the doctor said you might have 6 months. When in fact he only had 3 weeks. He celebrated his 58th birthday on August the 19th, and by September 5th, he had passed away. Right now, I have on the line with me Cliff Mayfield, and Cliff also went in for an issue with his gallbladder in October and found out after that that he had pancreatic cancer. Cliff reached out to me about a fundraiser that his brother John has started for him to try to help with financial expenses. I know that those things pile up, and Cliff is on the line with me right now. Welcome to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, Cliff Mayfield.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, you told me it was October the 19th when you went in for your gallbladder issue?
Yeah, well, it's October 19th when I found out I had pancreatic cancer. I went into the hospital on October 15th. I went to urgent care because I wasn't feeling too good, and they checked my blood sugar, and it was 500 and something, and they told me I had to either go directly to the emergency room or they were going to call an ambulance. So it was very serious. So I went to the emergency room, and they admitted me and did all kinds of tests. A couple of days later, they did an endoscope where they went in to check, put a stent in my gallbladder and check my gallbladder out. And while they were there doing that, they found a mass on the head of my pancreas, and they did a biopsy of it. And that's when a couple of days later, they told me that it came back that it was cancer. And then a couple of days after that, they put a port in my chest to be able to administer the IV chemotherapy. And November 4th was my first chemo treatment. So they started it rather quickly. And they told me that it looked like it was caught early in the early stages, and the chemotherapy has been working. And so far, the mass has shrank more than half the original size. So I feel blessed that I was able to catch this early and hopefully be able to beat this.
Cliff, what was life like before you were diagnosed with cancer?
I used to work for a company going as a route sales person going into convenience stores. And I was laid off in August of 2020 because of COVID, and they downsized. They eliminated half the routes. So I lost my job August, a little over a year before, and have been unemployed since, and I'm trying to find a job and with no luck. So, I enjoyed life every day, and I still do enjoy life every day. And you have to look at the positive. I've known so many people that negativity just wraps them up and devours them. So I'm trying to stay positive through all this and hopefully look for a good outcome.
Well, and I've never gone through chemo myself, and so it's not an experience that I have had. I know a lot of people have come on my show who have gone through chemo, and it can be tough for a person to go through that and then trying to find a job or work at the same time. What has your experience been with chemo since you've started treatment?
Well, the first chemo treatment, they gave me half dose to see how I handled it, and I handled it well. And I'd leave with a pump, and had a pump for 2 days afterwards. And the first treatment wasn't so bad, but the second one, each additional chemotherapy just got progressively harder and harder. I would get nausea, and they'd give me medicine for nausea, and just couldn't eat, and the smell of food just made me sick. And and then the neuropathy, the cold sensitivity, and the hands and feet just tingle. And if I try to, I'm not supposed to drink anything cold, because when you drink anything cold, it feels like you're swallowing glass. It just hurts your throat so bad.
Cliff, as I look at the GoFundMe, I see the name John. And it sounds to me like you have a brother who has stepped up to try to help you during this time. Tell us about your brother, John.
Well, I'm the youngest of seven, and he's the next one to me, closest to me in age. He's a year and a half older than me. And growing up, it was just me and him. The other five older brothers and sisters were so much older. They were already out of the house when we were growing up. So it was him and me, and we were close. We'd come home from school and we'd go out in the backyard and play baseball or football and, you know, have fun. I've been close to him. We've done a lot for each other growing up and he's, like you said, he stepped up and he's trying to help me with the GoFundMe and I appreciate it so much. I don't know what I would do without him.
Let's talk about what the needs are now, Cliff. What is it when it comes to the financial burden? What is it that you need the most right now as far as help?
Well, I'm looking for donations so I can pay these bills. I've always been able to pay my bills and getting pretty desperate right now. So, getting donations to help me pay my bills would be the best thing I could hope for right now. You know, I'm about $40,000 plus in medical bills that I'm looking at. You know, dealing with the cancer, they tell you not to try to stress. But when you get all these bills in the mail every day, and it's overwhelming. It's like, did I see this many people when I was in the hospital? It's like I get bill after bill after bill.
Yes.
And they just keep piling up. And it's like, even with the not having insurance at the beginning, they give you a discount for self-pay. But even with that discount, it's rather high.
Now, Cliff, what about food, clothing, and shelter? Are you taking care of right now when it comes to those aspects?
Well, I live with my girlfriend, and she's been a big help. And, I get groceries. I do the Walmart pickup, so I don't have to go in because with the chemotherapy, my immune system's shot and it's run down, and I'm supposed to try to avoid contact with people outside the house as much as possible because even a cold could put me back in the hospital or worse. So, and with COVID, that's a big scare for me too. It's like that I trying to stay away, keep from getting that. So yeah, I'm putting groceries on credit card and a girlfriend's helping me to get to appointments. And so I appreciate that.
So we've alluded to the GoFundMe that your brother John set up, and we want people, if they want to support this effort to help you, Cliff, I want them to be able to go to the GoFundMe, and what they need to do is go to GoFundMe.com and then search Help Cliff Fight Cancer. Cliff is spelled C-L-I-F-F, Help Cliff Fight Cancer, and that's the easiest way to tell people to find your GoFundMe and to support this effort. And what would your message be to listeners right now as you go through this cancer battle and are looking for their support and obviously their prayers as well?
Of course. I really don't think I wouldn't be here without the support and thoughts and prayers of all my friends and family. And I continue to ask for their thoughts and prayers and support and anything that they could do. I've always been a very generous and giving person. There's a animal rescue that I've always donated that I've gotten my cat through. And I just hope people can open up and see the need, and if they can help, I appreciate it very much because I appreciate everybody that has done anything for me besides the money. I appreciate the money, but the thoughts and prayers are very needed too, and I appreciate those. So yeah, if anything they could do in any way, it would be greatly appreciated.
Well, Cliff, we're going to find out what listeners of the Mark White Show and beyond can do to help you with this fundraiser to try to help you during your battle with pancreatic cancer. And obviously, again, you do have our prayers, and we're going to try to do what we can through the Mark White Show, getting this word out to listeners and people who are outside of the Mark White Show circle so that they know what the need is for you, Cliff.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. This is like the greatest thing that's happened to me recently. I appreciate you, Mark.
You're most welcome, Cliff. And you just stay in touch with me, and we'll just follow your journey, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Folks, you have been listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I again encourage you to go to GoFundMe.com and search Help Cliff Fight Cancer. You can be a part of Cliff's journey as he battles pancreatic cancer. It looks like he has a good shot at recovering from this. It was caught early, but he does have a financial need. So I hope that you will pray about that and then decide to help Cliff. And if you can't financially help him, then share the GoFundMe. You can go to the Mark White Show page. You'll see the GoFundMe, and you can share it from there with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. And there may be somebody among your group of friends who can support this effort. We appreciate Tom Benson from the Tennessee Aquarium for joining us again to share about the Tennessee Aquarium in Chattanooga. Go check them out if you want to go on a special trip for a weekend trip. It's a great visit to Chattanooga to visit the Tennessee Aquarium. We also appreciate Cliff Mayfield for joining us here on the Mark White Show today. When we come back, we'll have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner as she reads Flutterby, written by Stephen Cosgrove and illustrated by Robin James. We appreciate Stephen Cosgrove for allowing Cora to read Flutterby on The Mark White Show. Stick with us. Cora's Corner is coming up next. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Who live and love in my hometown.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Cora's Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. This is part 3 of Flutterby. Flutterby is written by Stephen Cosgrove and illustrated by Robin James. Last week, the bees suggested that Flutterby might be a butterfly, and that's where Cora will pick up this week's story of Flutterby.
Flutterby sadly flew just as high as she could fly, up where the sun is at its purest. And as she looked around for some butterflies, the honey melted from her hooves and dropped like a golden rain. From her high vantage point, she sighted below hundreds of beautiful butterflies softly circling an old elm tree, hoping that these surely must be her people. She swooped down with a kick and a giggle to join her own kind. She landed on the edge of a branch and watched her fellow butterflies floating gently on the breeze. Ah, she thought, I must surely be a butterfly. So she spread her wings, stepped from the branch, and tried to float on a wisp of wind. She floated for just a moment, but then began to fall. She flapped her wings furiously to gain some altitude and tried to float again, but this time she fell down into the branches and onto a big flat leaf. She just sat there and cried and cried. Finally, a wise old monarch butterfly flew up to her and asked, "Why are you crying?" "I don't know what I am," sobbed Flutterby. "When I came from my cocoon, I flew just as high as I could fly, and I spied the ants, but they told me I wasn't an ant, so I flew just as high as I could fly, and I spied the bees, but they laughed at me and told me I wasn't a bee. I wasn't a bee. Then just now, I flew just as high as I could fly, and then I spied the butterflies. I tried to float like a butterfly, but I couldn't, so I can't be a butterfly. I just don't know what I am." The old butterfly thought for a moment and then told Flutterby to look down through the leaves and to tell him what she saw. Very carefully, she leaned over the leaf and looked below. "I see a pool of water," she said. "Now," said the butterfly, "look closer and tell me what you see." "I see a tiny horse with wings upon its back," said Flutterby. Then she became very excited. "Why, that's me, I see." After looking at herself for a moment, she asked, "But what am I?" "You are you, just as I am me," said the wise old butterfly. "Nothing more, nothing less." "But what does me do?" she asked. "Let's see," thought the butterfly. "You have very strong wings and can fly higher than high. You can whinny as loud as the wind and see for miles." "I know what you should do. You should be the guardian sentry of fall for all the creatures of the forest. What you must do is fly as high as you can fly and watch for the approach of the winds of frost. When you see them, you must warn us, for all the butterflies, the ants, and all of the bees must hide from the winter, and the frost is the first warning." Flutterby was so happy that she had found herself in something to do that she loved to do, flying just as high as she could fly. So on some autumn morning, look into the frosty pool. You'll see in your reflection that you're a Flutterby too. The end.
Tune in every Saturday for an episode of Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate Tom Benson with the Tennessee Aquarium for joining us here on The Mark White Show today, as well as Cliff Mayfield to share about his pancreatic cancer journey. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. If you're encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show, I want you to share the show with your family and your friends and your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Google Podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good today.